Track 3. Listen to the lecture about 3D printing and how it can be used in humanitarian, commercial, or domestic environments. You should take notes as you listen to the lecture. Welcome to today's lecture on 3D printing. Today, we're going to examine how a 3D printer works and what it can be used for in commercial, domestic, or even humanitarian situations. First, let's just take a quick look at the history of the 3D printer. The idea of a 3D printer first came to thought as far back as 1892, when people started thinking about the idea of having maps created with layers to show the geographical terrain of an area. Now, if we fast forward to 1992, when the world's first machine that put layers of plastic on top of other layers of plastic to create an object was created. In 2002, a huge jump was recorded when scientists engineered a functional kidney. The aim was to print organs and tissues using 3D printing technology. Absolutely remarkable. But it was in 2008 that a major breakthrough in 3D printing was achieved when the first 3D printed prosthetic leg was produced. The first person in recorded history walked on a leg that was printed. This really showed us the ability of the 3D printer and 3D printing technology. In 2009, 3D printers became more affordable as a company, Marker Bot Industries, started selling DIY kits that allowed buyers to make their own products. This made 3D printers extremely affordable. Between 2009 and today, we have printed bikinis, robotic aircrafts, cars, jewelry, and even prosthetic jaws. So, moving on from the history of the 3D printer to how a 3D printer works. Well, several steps. First, you need a blueprint. A blueprint of a design that you want. This is done on the computer. Although, you can also download the blueprints for something if someone else has already uploaded them online. Next, you upload the design to your 3D printer, and it starts to put tiny layers of plastic onto a plate or board. The 3D printer puts more and more layers of plastic on top of each other to make a shape or a form. This continues for a long time until the process has completed. So, you can imagine, the bigger the 3D printer, the bigger the object you can make is, and of course, the longer it takes. Now that we have looked at the history of a 3D printer and how a 3D printer works, let's examine three different purposes of the 3D printer. Commercial, domestic, and my personal favorite, humanitarian. So, in terms of commercial purposes, the 3D printer can be used for so many different applications. For example, a company in Germany have been using 3D printers to create chess pieces. I believe the time it takes to create an entire chess set, including board, could take anywhere from 12 to 24 hours. But that will get lower in the future, I imagine. We have other companies that print shoes or jewelry, but for me, the real benefits of 3D printers are either in domestic situations or humanitarian situations. Let's talk a little bit about the domestic applications of a 3D printer. Now, can anyone think of the benefits of having a 3D printer in your home? One great use is cable management. You know all the cables that you have around your house? Maybe you have a laptop connected to speakers, to a monitor, a mouse, a keyboard attached to all of that. Many people have been using 3D printers to create 3D printed cable holders. It's something simple and something small, but extremely useful. Think about your kitchen. If you can think of an item in your kitchen, you can print it. Of course, we can easily print kitchen utensils, which are affordable and durable, but also other items like bottle openers or chip bag clips to keep your chips fresh. Don't want to buy a planter in the spring? If you have a 3D printer, you can print one. Basically, there are very few limits of what a 3D printer can do in your home. I would like for you to research 3D printers and find out what they could be used for in your own lives. I think you'll find it's rather exciting. However, as I said earlier, it is the humanitarian uses that really caught my attention. Some companies have been using industrial-sized 3D printers to create, say, something like shoes, or if you want to think bigger, houses. Yes, you heard me, houses. There was a company in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada, that donated $10,000 to charity that builds houses in Mexico using this technology. Would you believe they are now able to print the walls of a house in only 24 hours? First, you pour the foundations of the house, like concrete, cement, and you just let it set. Then, when it's ready, the 3D printer is set up over the foundation and gets to work. This charity has made it possible for people who used to live in makeshift, unsafe shelters, earning a monthly income of only $80, to have access to affordable, adequate, and safe housing. For me, I think that this is one of the best ways to use a 3D printer. You must remember that this is only the start. I believe that in a few years, we will have 3D printers everywhere. In people's homes, libraries, schools, universities. Okay, so now for your next task. End of listening.